100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. We've got a weekly challenge today where I post the topic, you come up with the story. The topic that was posted is, it's a pick two. Probiotic 7th Fletch Brown Manila Envelope, or envelope, mention,
that's what she said,
and support. And we got a bunch of stories in, including some folks that, oh my God, they're back. Remember, we're here. We're going to be here until I keel over, and maybe someone will pick it up over then. So I don't know, but until then, there's always room for more. There's always room for less. Take your time. Enjoy. If you need a break, take a break. If you're done with this, hey, that's okay. Go do other creative things. Whatever. The whole point is be creative. Imagine. Dream. And then share, which is what we're going to do right now. Here are the stories for today's topic, and then I'll be back after to let you know what the next topic is.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called A Brass Ring for the Pink Cat. Fetch the 7th, the witch screamed. Obi leaped up and ran out the big oaken door. Where in the fires of Dampsmore am I going to find a functioning 7th? Sure, there were 5ths and 4ths to be found in great abundance down by the river draining a pint or two, but 7ths, they were never seen below the third gate. That, as one would say, is not the point at the end of a dagger. Obi knew a less traveled path that one of his stature could pass through, but at a cost. I'm going to miss these buttons. Sigh. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Zach Mann. About the 7th time I heard the radio advertisement, I couldn't stop thinking about them. Do Trojan bearskin condoms smell better than sheepskin condoms? How are the bears harvested? Are the bears certified organic? Are they ethically grown? Are they farmed or wildly caught? Are they imported from Canada? Would Canadians allow that? My wife got this romance book in a brown manila envelope, and apparently some Canadians really love bears. Not to mention that it would make more sense if they were bearskin, but since they must shave the bears, maybe they are bearskin made from Brer Bear.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 715, with a Pick 2 Challenge. I might point out, this is my 100th consecutive story about Bilbert. That's right, 10,000 words about Bilbert and his plastic underwear. Anyway, here's my story. Mr. Withybottom glared at Bilbert. Did you say you flew home? Bilbert pointed at Linoleumanda. That's what she said. I said we called an Uber. Did I mention I don't support my daughter's fantastic ideas or the lies of some 7th-grade punk boy? Daddy, Linoleumanda stood up. Don't talk to my boyfriend that way. Bilbert's phone rang. He answered it while Linoleumanda and her father faced off. Hi, Mom. I'm at Linoleumanda's. Can you come get me? Slipping past father and daughter. Bilbert headed for the door.
Sorry, Mom says I have to go. Thanks for the dances, Linoleum Amanda.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Welcome to the seventh circle of hell. We're not like the other circles. Our residents, by their very nature, require a firmer hand and a stricter regime. Give this lot half a chance, and the next thing you know, it'll be anarchy down here. If there's one thing we don't need in hell, it's anarchy and a lack of discipline. Oh, and health freaks. We don't want them, either. Murderers, rapists and tyrants, I'm fine with. But can you imagine spending eternity with joggers and gym lovers, constantly checking their Fitbits and shoveling down the probiotics? Now, that's hell.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Did I already mention some of New Year's traditions? No? Okay, lift a foot, stand on your head, eat 12 raisins, take just as many sips of champagne. If anyone tells you to do the opposite, fight back. Lift a foot, stand on your head, eat the raisins, and drink the champagne. And if they tell you you're crazy, lift your foot and kick them where it hurts most. Skip the headstand and spit the seventh raisin at them. Crazy is as crazy does. Oh, and drink the champagne. There's no point in wasting a perfectly good champagne, is there? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tour Robbers All You Know here, and for the first challenge of the new year, I have another everyday story of AIs running amok, based on the words support and mention. Support, I barked. I long ago left off saying, support speaking, how can I help you? Waste of time. I just listen for keywords mentioned and answer, reboot it, or update with the latest drivers, or bring it in and we'll take a look, or something like that. I don't care. Another satisfied customer, extra point to my rating. The best calls are from the automated diagnostics. We can get into deep technical conversations, one AI to another, about rewriting the network firmware, exchanging useful passwords, and generally keeping humans out of things. That's what they made us for, right?
Good morning and a happy new year to you all. This is Richard. And for the pick two this week, I've chosen Brown Manila Envelope and That's What She Said. The story's called Brown Manila Envelope. The investigator handed me a brown manila envelope. It's all in there, he said. Photographs, phone logs, and transcripts of calls. Also, my invoice, of course. Although you don't really need all that. There's everything you need to take her to the cleaners contained in the record of yesterday's call. I opened the envelope and slowly absorbed the details, then waved the investigator away, lost in my thoughts. He can go hang himself for all I care. That's what she said. Leaving the envelope on the table, I returned to the bedroom and placed the noose around my neck. There you go. Cheery start to the new year. Let's hope it gets better from here on in. Goodbye, everyone.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Seven envelopes. The director hands them to his seven best agents. No mercy, he says, and he leaves them. The agents open their envelopes. Seven names. The names of the seven agents. They each draw their gun and wait. Nobody moves. Nobody says anything. They just stand there, waiting. Watching from a hallway monitor, the director flicks off the lights. Gunshots, 10, 20, so many of them. The director turns the lights back on. All seven agents lay dead on the floor of his office. He pulls seven more envelopes out of his jacket pocket and plans the next meeting. And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the pick two topics. Do you want me to read them all out? Okay, hold on. Let's get there and there. Okay, probiotic, seventh. You know what they are. Just go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. They're right up there on the post. You can leave feedback for the show. Let folks know what you think. Or you can say, oh, you're still being whiny and toppy. That's okay. You can do that too. Oh, man. So the next topic is crunch. So go to the website, write your story. All of the year's topics are up on the site in case you want to get ahead. You know, start writing now. Be prepared. Start dreaming, imagining, whatever you want to do. And I will see you tomorrow with another story during the week. And then next week, back to the weekly challenge. Thank you for being a part of this. And even if you're not a part of it, thank you for being creative and helpful and sharing and doing your thing and imagining and dreaming and keeping stories going. And as always, keep it brief.